Welcome to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Hey, I have some bad news. You'll never have enough time to do all the things you really want to do. Sorry, I know that sounds harsh, but please don't shoot the messenger. I'm making you aware of this fact so that you can decide what's most important in your life and go for those things now, as many as you can for as long as you can. I offer this advice based on a conversation that Nick and I had in today's episode. It was a talk about opportunities, those taken and those not, and how sometimes no is the best answer. Listen in and make some good decisions for your life. Enjoy. I think you're very close to your sweet spot with all of the things that you're touching. I mean, I feel like you're like a media mogul.
I'm something.
Yeah, you are.
I need to focus on the things that I can control. I need to focus on the things that I'm good at.
And the things that you like?
Yeah. I think that's it. I think that I overcommitted. I think I was talking to you last week. Yeah. Like I just overcommitted to stuff. And I think it's partly because I'm getting to the point now where there's so much good stuff in front of me that if I say yes to all of it, it's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like one of the things that came up, I don't know if it'll probably fall through, but somebody approached us at Joybird. It's this app called Whatnot. Mm. And it is live streaming. So you put your phone and you can either talk to the phone or you can put it up on a book that you're talking about, and you can sell on the app too. Yeah. So this is huge in Asia, apparently, and they're trying to bring it over to the US, and this company is doing very well in the like collectible markets, like with Funko Pops and comic books and trading cards, and they wanted to expand to books. So somebody approached us about it, and I reached back out to him and I was like, hey, this is great, but you know, you guys are approaching booksellers way too aggressively. You have to be a little bit cooler about it because, you know, it's just a different market than the people who are probably doing trading cards and video games and Funko Pops and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, so you should hire me to help you. And they said, yeah. And so I was doing this part-time. And so I was talking to somebody from the Antiquarian Booksellers Association of America. So all the rare books. And she was getting really excited about, she focuses on, her dad was a rare book dealer. And so she got into it after being a chef. So she focuses on like crazy cookbooks and stuff like that, but cool. Old stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And so she was saying like, I'm secretary for the ABAA and our big show's coming up in New York. And I was like, I talked to the guy, my contact at Whatnot. I was like, hey, you know what? This is coming up. And he said, well, I have a wedding that weekend. I'm like, you should send me. So I'm waiting to hear back. I don't know if that'll happen, but
that would be so
rare
cool.
Rare books doing a live, like potentially doing a live show from one of the biggest rare books shows in the world. It's an international show.
That's super cool. Yeah. That's super. Oh, I hope this happens.
Yeah.
Oh,
but man. It made me realize, and this is the thing, whether or not this opportunity comes up, I have to put myself into a position where I can succeed.
Yeah.
So I have to not necessarily pare down the other things, but just focus on the things that I can control, that I am good at. And if I need to put this part of the puzzle together, I have to trust that either that other part of the puzzle is going to get done, or if it's not, there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, you're choosing your priorities. You're choosing the portfolio of your priorities. And
port prize.
Well, here's the thing.
Portfolio priorities.
Thank you. All right, let's write that down. Let's sell it.
Porpries?
I think we're just focused too much on the words right now. And
what?
I'd really like you to think about the concept.
I want to brand it, though. I want to brand this so we can take it to the world.
I do just feel like it's this thing that you have all these great choices. And now you have too many great choices. And so you have to decide what to say no to. Strategic no is a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, and that is just to say, I believe in strategic no. It says you're going to choose, because you're not an infinite human being, the things that you're not going to do. Or just choose the things you are going to do and not think about the things that you're not going to do. But how do you have good bench strength in some of the areas that you can delegate some stuff to people and feel?
I think so. And if not, again, like it is, they have a vested interest in it.
Yeah.
So I have to be able to let it go because I can't make it all my responsibility.
No, you can't.
I can't make it that if this fails, then I've failed.
Yeah.
And especially since I don't feel like if it succeeds, then it's, you know, I don't jump up and take all the credit for it.
And yet, I think that you actually belong in that position more than the take the failure, because it seems to me in every venture that you've entered into in a minority partnership way, you are acting like a majority partner. You're in there actively driving it like everything's at stake. And I feel like that's, I think you're actually teaching the people that you're working with how to have that sense of urgency about the opportunity that you have there. Because you are someone who, you're constantly imagining things. You're constantly saying, what else could we do with this? What more could we do with this? How differently could we present this? And then you're bringing it all to the table. And very often, you're the one left to actually implement it and bring it to life. And you're like me in that your ideas sometimes can't be implemented to the same level that you can implement them by other people, right? And so you go, all right, I'm just going to do this because I want it to come out right. But that could be a lot of pressure. So I like that you're looking at this and going, all right, some of this I'm going to have to let go of, but go for the juicy stuff. I mean, man.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger part is that, you know, I tend to jump in because some of the bookkeeping stuff, and not literally the bookkeeping stuff, but the easy stuff is the busy work. It's just, you can check that off the list easily.
It's necessary, but it's not life-changing.
I don't need to do that. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. So much good advice in this episode. I did want to let you know that I did go to New York, and it was amazing. Because of the way we record and schedule, we covered the experience on earlier episodes, but this one was so much more focused on the decision-making process, finding what's important, and, as always, the incredible advice that Bob gives me. I wanted to have it separate. If you need help deciding on what you should be doing and what's important and priorities, send me and Bob all the choices that you have in front of you, and we'll help you out. Have a great day.